Yo, what's up, fam? It's your girl, Riley Hart, coming at you live with another dose of self-KRX, the daily rituals that actually work, because let's be real, adulting is hard enough without carrying around emotional baggage like a broken suitcase. Today we're talking forgiveness, yeah, that four-letter word that sounds easier said than done. Trust me, I get it. Holding onto grudges feels good, like a temporary win in the whole life drama, right? But guess what? It's like leaving your phone on silent during an epic party you miss out on all the good vibes. Here's the truth bomb. Forgiveness ain't about condoning what someone did. It's about setting yourself free, you feel me? It's about realizing that holding onto anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one getting hurt in this whole situation, fam. Ever felt that burning rage? That need for revenge? Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, it doesn't end well. It's a vicious cycle, like a Taylor Swift song on repeat, but instead of heartbreak, it's just pure pain. Forgiveness isn't weak, it's powerful. It's choosing to break free from the chains of negativity and step into your own sunshine. So how do we actually do this forgiveness thing? First up, acknowledge those feelings. Don't try to bury them under a mountain of TikTok videos or late-night pizza binges. Sit with the anger, the hurt, the betrayal. Let yourself feel it, then let it go. It's like purging your closet. You gotta get rid of that old, tattered stuff before you can make space for new, awesome things. Next up, understand that everyone makes mistakes. We all have flaws, we all mess up. Holding onto grudges is like expecting perfection from people who are just trying to navigate this crazy world, fam. It's unrealistic and sets you up for disappointment. Remember that time your bestie borrowed your favorite hoodie and never returned it. Yeah, we've all been there. Sometimes it's about letting go of the expectation that everyone will always be perfect. Thirdly, practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with their actions. Remember, everyone has a story, a past that shapes who they are. This doesn't excuse bad behavior, but it can help you gain some clarity and compassion. Here's a real-life scenario. Let's say your roommate borrowed your laptop without asking and then spills coffee all over it. You piss, right? You feel betrayed and frustrated. But instead of yelling or storming out, take a deep breath. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. Maybe your roommate was having a really rough day, maybe they were stressed about an exam, or maybe they just forgot to ask. Try talking to them calmly about how their actions made you feel. You'd be surprised how much can change with open communication and a little understanding. Forgiveness is like leveling up in the game of life. It's not always easy, but it's worth it. It frees your mind from negativity, opens your heart to love and compassion, and lets you move forward with more joy and peace. So ditch the baggage, fam. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and start living your best life. Remember, forgiveness ain't about forgetting, it's about letting go. Let those old wounds heal, embrace the present moment, and create a future filled with love, laughter, and good vibes. And hey, if you're feeling stuck, DM me. I'm always here to offer a pep talk, a virtual hug, or maybe even some spicy tea. Now go out there and slay, fam. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this episode like it's your new obsession, because let's be real, self-care is the ultimate flex. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.